I so love seeing people achieving their dreams with our business. It is the best part of it, seeing people's lives change for the better. In the years I've been in our business, I've seen hundreds and hundreds of people, in fact thousands, change their lives and their lifestyle beyond all recognition. And frankly, I'm proud to have had a part in some of it. But you know, I've also seen many, many people come into the business, quickly become disheartened, and simply drift away before they've even got started. I suppose it's a normal human trait. Self-doubt, discomfort at something new, feeling out of our depth, lack of quick results leading to telling ourselves we're never going to make it work, other people's negative comments. They all lead to feeling disillusioned and a feeling of, what's the point? And because this is the default mindset of most newcomers, more people drift away than stick at it and achieve their dreams. For me, it is heartbreaking because every single one of these people could have had anything they wanted. If only they'd known how to keep the self-doubt at bay and how to lift their motivational levels. So, if you're new, how do you ensure that you stay motivated? How do you ensure that you keep your head and your heart in the game? Because that's the secret. That's the difference between those that build a business and those that don't. So, here are a few tips about what you can do to keep yourself fired up and on a mission when you first set out in the business. First of all, find out where your nearest business presentation is. Go along to it. Try to arrive early, stay afterwards, so that you get to know other people. If you go every week, it will give you a necessary boost of motivation each time you go, and you'll also get to meet people and get to recognize people, and you'll build friendships, and these friendships will give you a great deal of support. Go to every training you can. Area trainings, trainings put on by your sponsor or your upline team, head office trainings, advisory board trainings. You'll learn new knowledge, skills, insights. But mostly it's about meeting other people who are in the same position as you. The network you build up at these events, it'll be the foundation of your support and your personal motivation. Go to the next success day. It doesn't matter how far you've got to travel or what time you've got to get up, it will be worth it. It'll expand your thinking, it'll quadruple your belief, and you'll leave with a nothing can stop me now attitude. And it's this attitude that's really going to help you to build your business. Have a planning meeting with your sponsor. It's amazing how much more motivated you feel when you've got a clear idea of what you're going to do. Just plan 7 days at a time. We actually call this a 7-day plan, believe it or not. And then have another meeting after that 7 days. By having these planning meetings regularly and only planning your activity a week at a time, you won't feel overburdened. It'll just give you a list of simple things you need to do, and you'll see how you can fit it in your schedule. And if you do drift off track a little bit, and let's face it, most of us do from time to time, it's easy to get back on track. Read a book. Read a book relating to our business. Just read a few pages every day. It doesn't need to be much. 2 or 3 pages is enough. You'll learn a lot, and it'll be like spring cleaning your mind and clearing the decks for action every day. If you work, do it at your lunch break or in your coffee break. Do it when you first get up or last thing at night. Different people prefer doing it at different times of the day. It's up to you when you do it, but I'd strongly recommend that you do that. Speak to your sponsor about what their favourite books are. There's also lots of recommendations on my blog, and so have a look there. I like listening to CDs too. It has the same effect as reading a book, but you can do it while you're driving or walking, which obviously you can't do with a book. So I'd recommend CDs too. And I'd encourage you to listen to the coaching calls that I've assembled on Audioboo. It's an online service which is free to subscribe to, and all my or my coaching calls are free to subscribe to. Listen to them on your computer or download them onto an iPod or another MP3 player. You can also download an app onto your phone, either an iPhone or an Android or one of the other smartphones, so you can get them directly to your smartphone. I mean, however you get them, it doesn't really matter. The important thing is to listen to at least one every day. I'm adding new ones all the time, so you're not likely to run out. So there's just a few things that you can do to maintain your motivation levels and avoid the trap which makes you just drift out of the business. If you take this advice, and I sincerely hope you do, you'll avoid becoming another of those sad statistics. People who saw what our business had to offer but never really got it going. It'll take some effort to keep yourself motivated, but it'll be so, so worth it. By keeping yourself on track, by keeping your head and your heart in the game, you'll keep your motivation levels high and you'll learn the things that will ensure that you're successful. So remember, your motivation is your responsibility. I do hope you take it seriously because it's the one thing that really will guarantee your success. Talk to you soon.